Dublin's Good Time Anthems. It is 98FM, Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. It is time for one of my favourite times of the week.
Oh yes, it's Dublin Delish.
Dublin Delish. With Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation. 98FM.
Yes, good morning. Russell is with us. How are you on this fine Tuesday morning?
Feeling fabulous, feeling fresh, feeling gorgeous, feeling hungry.
Always.
Surprise, surprise.
Always, Russ.
Should be listening for the first time. We never know what Dublin, or Russell.
We have no idea what Dublin
Delish.
Is.
We have no idea what Russell is going to serve us of a Tuesday morning. So, in your own time.
This week on Dublin Delish, we are going to be talking about grilled cheese toasties.
Oh!
I'm here for
Very excited this every Tuesday now. We keep doing that. Oh!
Yeah, as in, it's like, how many weeks are we doing this? And now it's like, oh, yay, excited.
Still at it, very excited.
So I love this. So, have you heard of Grilla?
Yes.
I know Jack.
Yes.
No,
yes,
no
we
way.
Hang out. He's a friend of mine. Yes, he's fabulous.
Oh, you can do this feature then.
No.
I travelled the whole way across to Malahide from my house in lockdown. When I was pregnant, because I kept seeing their stuff on social, and I was so pregnant on Sadie, I was like, I think Joey queued for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was worth
it. The answer,
so
babe. Jack
so
is so much fun.
Absolutely. So the brilliant story about how this business has come along. You have Jacob and Jack, they worked in bars, they were let go. And during it, out of boredom and out of entrepreneurialism, they decided to set up a grilled cheese truck in Malahide.
Yeah.
And as you say, the queues were out the door.
Mm-hmm.
There was no door. It was in the middle of
the
street.
It was randomly in a garden.
Exactly. Across from the car park.
Yeah.
And the queues were miles long in the best possible way because it was so popular. They were slinging out so many toasties every single week. And it was such a success that it has grown as a business now. They have its premises on Thomas Street.
Wow.
And as of a couple of weeks ago, they're also now at Central Plaza down at Central Bank, which of course, back in my emo days, was my main hangout spot.
Oh, we're not here to judge. It's a safe space.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Emo, and really? Okay.
Did not see that.
Can't you not tell by looking at me?
No.
No, surprise. So, I adore the sandwiches. They are premium. They are in price for obvious reasons because it's 100% Irish ingredients. Mm-hmm. They're using great suppliers like Tartine.
I see a menu. So now give me some.
Tartine Bakery do the bread. Imbibe Coffee, which is just some of the best ethically sourced coffee going in the city.
Oh my God,
I love
they
it.
Do a bowl.
They do bowls now. So it's not even just toasties.
Oh, and we shouldn't do this to ourselves,
the
guys.
The OG sandwich, like you have $6.20 and it goes to like $8.50. €9, really good price point here.
And as you bring it up, you're using good quality ingredients, they're done with love, and the flavours are amazing. Like, I don't know if you sometimes find when you get a cheese toasty, the cheese is just that little bit too burnt and it starts to get a bit acrid and bitter. These are every one I've ever had. I've probably had them about 15, 20 times at this point in my life. They are sensational sandwiches. The ham bow is probably my absolute favourite. Shredded ham, bacon collar, gammon kind of mixture, a bit of a glaze. However, do you remember a couple of weeks back or months back we did Chimac?
Yes.
Yeah, here on Dublin Delish. Until the end of this week, I believe, they're doing a special in collaboration with Chimac.
Oh, wow.
Down at Central Plaza. And it is the Chimac Sriracha Caramel, which is out of this world.
Ooh.
That mixed with the ham, some house pickles, lots of cheese. Fantastic.
Am I right in saying your Russell recommendation is the hambo?
It would be the hambo. I'm an OG kind of gal and I do love it. I do love their mayos as well. I do often throw on a couple of marinated red onions because I am a little bit extra as well.
I'm drawn to the potato. Oh, look at that.
Oh, the potato,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm a hambo gal, I have to say. That said, I'm starving and now I'm looking at it and I'm going, the beefo looks incredible.
Yeah.
Pastrami, brisket, very Joey from Friends.
And the cooking jus. So it's extra moisture.
I have to ask, novice question, what is gravy mayo?
Gravy mayo is basically mayo with gravy mixed through for the flavours type of thing. It's just to get that flavour, that rich, beefy flavour into it.
I'm not a mayo gal.
Have you ever had smoked onion mayo?
No, I've never had mayo.
A mayo's lovely. Mix it with ketchup, rosemary
My
sauce.
My daughter does that the whole
sauce?
Time.
Mayonnaise and ketchup mixed together, yeah, dressed pink.
Hannah does that. Mary Rose.
Mary
sauce.
Rose.
Yeah, that rosemary.
Rosemary.
I just invented a new sauce.
Where did she get mayo?
Are you listening?
Rosemary. Yeah, so there's a few different types of mayonnaise. It's very easy to, it's a great ingredient to be able to mull together and make different
And what
things.
We like is the success of these guys.
Absolutely.
Whereas during the pandemic, their work completely dried up because we were complete lockdown and they had this idea and now it's grown and grown and grown.
Exactly. And it's so simple and so delicious.
So our Dublin Delish for today is?
Our Dublin Delish for this week is Grilla on Dame Street, Thomas Street and in Arnott's. And that's Dublin Delish with Cully and Sully.
Thanks, Russell.
Thank you, Russell.
Let's get the good times rolling. Everyone, we're getting sandwiches, right?
I'm ordering mine as we speak.
Perfect.